USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After 3 months since leaving office, Honduras President Juan Orlando Hernandez was extradited to the United States on Thursday to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Hernandez abused his position as president of Honduras from 2014 through 2022 to operate the country as a narco state. A plane crash near a General Mills plant in Covington, Georgia, overnight. Police say there are no survivors on board. Captain Ken Malcolm with the Covington Police Department on Fox 5 Atlanta.
According to witnesses, they believe the plane was having trouble gaining altitude. They could hear that there was engine trouble. Suddenly the plane veered to the right and immediately came straight down.
We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
As a half dozen large wildfires continue to grow in Arizona and New Mexico, firefighters are bracing for the return of the ferocious winds in the southwest after a slowing allowed them to attack the flames from the air for the first time in days. Preston Mercer, a fire specialist in the Coconino National Forest, takes a minute with the Associated Press.
Well, this fire is 100% a wind-driven fire, and most of the fires we get in northern Arizona are wind-driven fires. Typically, we catch the fires after the wind dies down, you know, once the wind event goes away. In the springtime, sometimes we get 5, 6, 7 day wind events, and that's what we're seeing here.
Mike Tyson was involved in an altercation with a fellow passenger on an airplane Wednesday night, and the former heavyweight champion says the flurry of punches came in response to both verbal and physical harassment. On Thursday, Tyson's representatives reported the man Tyson punched was extremely intoxicated and would not leave the 55-year-old alone. Tyson also claims the man threw a water bottle at him. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The U.S. Department of Defense announced plans to build a mobile nuclear microreactor prototype at the Idaho National Laboratory in eastern Idaho. The Project Pele plan is a gas-cooled microreactor that could produce 1 to 5 megawatts of power. Before heading to the West Coast to talk about the environment Friday, the president addressed the nation on Thursday.
Two-thirds of all Ukrainian children have been displaced in their home. More than 5 million Ukrainians have fled their country. It's an absolute outrage. The idea this is happening, approaching the second quarter of the 21st century, is just... Last month when I was in Europe, I announced the United States would welcome 100,000 Ukrainians so that we share in the responsibility of supporting Ukrainians fleeing Putin's war machine. We've already welcomed tens of thousands of Ukrainians to the United States, and today I'm announcing a program, Unite for Ukraine. A new program to enable Ukrainians seeking refuge to come directly from Europe to the United States. This new humanitarian parole program will complement the existing legal pathways available to Ukrainians, including immigrant visas and refugee processing.
After talking climate crisis today, the president will travel to Seattle, Washington, then to Philadelphia, then to Newcastle, Delaware tonight. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.